Have you ever felt like you were dying slowly with no one able to tell you why? For nearly 2 years, that was Tabitha Brown's reality. Chronic pain, debilitating headaches, doctors with no answers. Then came a 30-day vegan challenge that didn't just heal her body, it launched her into an unexpected destiny. By day 10, the headaches vanished. By week 3, she felt alive again. And somewhere along the way, a simple video about a vegan sandwich went viral, transforming this former actress and UPS supervisor into America's mom, a cultural phenomenon with millions hanging on her every warm, southern-accented word. What makes her story so magnetic isn't just the health transformation or social media fame. It's her radical refusal to shrink herself, to code switch, or to hide her faith to make others comfortable. In a world of carefully curated personas, she showed up fully herself, and the world leaned in. Her journey from that hospital bed to becoming a number one New York Times best-selling author offers something we're all hungry for: permission to be authentically, unapologetically ourselves. What talents are you hiding? Tabitha made people laugh since third grade, testing jokes until relatives cried. But she feared her second sight, dreams and visions that materialized days later. She saw a coffin while babysitting, learning moments later the neighbor's father had died. She envisioned her daughter falling onto the freeway seconds before the child opened the car door on the highway. For years, she prayed for this gift to disappear. When it did, she felt incomplete. After her mother's death, she remembered her words, "God has chosen you for things he can trust you with." Your natural talents aren't accidents or burdens, they're assignments. At 42, Tabitha realized she wasn't too old, she was right on time. 23 years pursuing acting taught her what instant success never could. Whatever gifts you're sitting on, the world needs them. The cemetery is the richest place on earth. Too many people die with their brilliance still locked inside. You can't pray for God to fix things while actively breaking them. Asking for healing while eating what makes you sick, begging for healthy lungs while still smoking, wanting financial freedom while refusing to budget. That's not faith. That's insanity. When Tabitha moved to Los Angeles, chasing her acting dreams, nobody was waiting to discover her. She studied acting for years, auditioned constantly, took unpaid roles, and worked regular jobs while waiting for her break. Her appearance on Will and Grace changed everything. Creator Max Muchnick told her, "You're so funny and you really made the show tonight." A year later, he developed her own show where she could be America's mom, telling relatable stories. After years of work, everything came to pass, bigger than imagined, but only after she set her hand to the plow and nurtured those seeds. Stop talking about what you could have done. Decide today to get to work. Nobody tells you that some of your most important journeys must walk alone. People won't go to the gym without a workout partner, won't start that business without a co-founder, won't leave that toxic town without permission. When will you just bet on yourself? When Tabitha decided to go vegan after watching What the Health while sick for nearly 2 years, her family agreed to a 30-day challenge. Her transformation was miraculous. On day 29, she told her husband she was staying vegan. He lovingly replied, "That's so good for you, but tomorrow I'm going to need a piece of chicken." Her mother's wisdom echoed, "We can't get upset when others don't get our dreams. They don't get it because God didn't give it to them." When success comes, we naturally want to bring everybody along, but that often destroys dreams, finances, and relationships. Build your foundation solid first, then bring the right people along at the right time. Some of your most successful moves will be ones you make completely by yourself, and that's not just okay, it's necessary. At 15, Tabitha was raped by someone she knew. For nearly 25 years, she told no one, not even her husband Chance. She blamed herself, thinking that because she'd snuck out to a party, she deserved it. When the guy who hurt her sent a friend request online, that 15-year-old girl inside her froze. Nausea, couldn't breathe, searing chest pain. She realized how much his actions still controlled her. Days later, stuck in traffic, she heard God's voice. "Your secrets are making you sick." She wondered how many others were suffering the same way. That day, she shared her story on video. Thousands of messages flooded in. "This was for me tonight. I've been keeping this a secret." By speaking, she helped others break their cycles. Most importantly, she finally understood. It wasn't her fault. Secrets fester into physical and mental illness. You deserve freedom from that thing, no matter what your part in it was. Not everyone will like you. Accept that truth now. Sometimes people must fall away for you to flourish. Tabitha's authenticity journey began in high school, embracing her hippie style despite teasing. But Hollywood slowly convinced her to compromise, straightening her curly hair, changing her accent, adopting a mainstream persona until she barely recognized herself. Then came her 2016 health crisis. In that hospital bed, she promised God, "If you heal me, you can have me. I'll be exactly who you created me to be." Stripping away false layers terrified her, but authenticity earned more respect. Colleagues and casting directors responded positively to her natural accent and genuine personality, leading to more meaningful roles. This struggle extends to emotional honesty, especially for men. We must stop telling boys they shouldn't cry or show vulnerability. Those little boys who bottle emotions often become men who explode through aggression. Your authentic self is the greatest gift you can give yourself and an inspiration to others. Tabitha's mother, Patricia Blackstock Johnson, died from ALS. When the disease claimed her writing hand while working on her memoir, she taught herself to write left-handed. When that failed, she used a tape recorder. "I can't die with this stuff inside me," she'd say. 12 years later, Tabitha listened to those recordings and heard her mother praying with gratitude despite her terminal diagnosis. Your struggles and triumphs aren't meant to stay hidden. From her dream home office, Tabitha can see the blue apartment building where her family once struggled, markers of inner transformation, not possessions. In a world that profits from your self-doubt, choosing authenticity is revolutionary. Your story isn't meant to stay locked inside you. Someone is waiting to be freed by hearing it. Stop waiting for permission. Stop shrinking to make others comfortable. Stop letting fear convince you it's too late. If a woman with ALS could put a pencil in her mouth to record her truth, what's really stopping you?